93.3 WMMR.
We're the Punk Rats of Rock.
Here's something from the MM Archives.
When he was jamming, when the kids were up there singing, and the one girl was doing the air guitar, and Roger was doing his bass, they were like trading back and forth.
Right.
Legs.
I didn't see her doing the air guitar. There's so many things going on.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of coming back to the third and final show, you are guaranteed to see things you didn't see, even if you saw it once before or twice before.
You can't focus on everything when it's going on. It's like a three-ring circus.
There's so many moving parts.
Between the band, the videos on the wall, and the sound, and it's just, you know, it really is a life-changing experience.
Incidentally, speaking of the singing girls, one of them is going to stop by tomorrow and talk to us.
Oh, wow.
I've forgotten what school she goes to, but her name is Mercedes, and she got a call. I don't know exactly how she got it, but one of Preston and Steve's interns knows her, and he invited her to come on. So sometime tomorrow during my show, she's going to stop by. And I'm going to find out how she got the gig of a lifetime going on and singing We Don't Need No Education with Roger Waters and 10 other kids, boys and girls. It's so cool.
And all scolding the teacher.
Yes,
scolding the
teacher.
Pointing at the inflatable teacher at the end of the song.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
93.3 WMMR. Wall-to-wall coverage. Complete concert coverage of Roger Waters' historic performance of The Wall in three MMR concert events and one night of the film, which we will present tonight. If you got tickets for our little screening, it was an invitation-only event. But we'll have tickets to give away for tomorrow night's show at tonight's screening of the film, the Alan Parker film, The Wall, which I will host. We're opening the doors at 6, and that'll happen at 6:30 at the center this evening. And the songs we heard for Side 3, which is where Part 2 begins, if you're going to the concert tomorrow night or if you went on Monday or Tuesday, included Hey You, Is There Anybody Out There, Nobody Home, Vera, Bring the Boys Back Home, which was just between Vera and Bring the Boys Back Home. It is so powerful and so moving. The imagery of soldiers coming home that was caught in real life and seeing their kids. And there's an image of one little girl who has a smile and breaks into tears as her father in uniform comes back in. It's priceless. It's just, oh my God. And that into Comfortably Numb, which features, he's got three guitar players, but Dave Kilminster is the guitar player that plays at the top of The Wall, and he trades off with the lead vocalist, Robbie Wyckoff, who's an American guy, and then Roger's at the bottom of The Wall looking up at both of them during that magnificent song, Comfortably Numb. We are so pleased here to have one of the gals who was singing with Roger Waters last night. And I believe we are in the company of Miss Mercedes Lutman. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Cool. How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
16. Now, you have last night and the last couple of nights the opportunity to do something quite amazing. What is it?
I got to sing with Roger Waters in his Wall tour.
Wow. How, first of all, did that come to happen?
Well, I got picked with a few other people, about 12 of us, and we were chosen to sing with him.
So what were the practices like? When did you practice, first of all?
We practiced right before the concert, and we practiced a little on our own, each of us, but we all came together for the concert, and Roger Waters taught us what we're supposed to dance, because we have to do a little dance for it.
Right, and he taught you himself?
Yeah.
Wow! What's he like?
He's very cool. He's very nice, and he loves kids, so he was very cool with us.
How much time did you spend with him?
We spent about an hour with him.
What was it like last night when you went on stage and actually got to do this in front of 20,000 people? Were you nervous?
I was nervous at first, but afterwards it was just fun. Roger came out in front of us and we were all dancing and everything, and it all just came together really well.
And you make kind of fists at the teacher that falls down, like kind of, you know, getting back at the teacher who's kind of beating you guys up.
Yeah, that's probably the funnest part, I think.
Some folks were actually wondering if you all really sing. Are you mic'd and do you sing?
We do sing. The recording's over us, but we do all sing.
Okay. So you're all singing and backing up the recording that's also already there.
Yes.
Oh, cool. What was your reaction of the other guys and gals in the troupe?
They're all very nice. I mean, I made some friends just from meeting them for the past few days, and they're a great group.
So you're all into music and into various programs in your schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because Roger does this in every town he's been going to. He picks local kids to come up there and do it. I looked over last night when he was playing and you guys were singing and dancing back and forth, and he had a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
And then at one point he came over and one of you was playing air guitar, right?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
That was my stepsister, Grace.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And he sort of like jammed out with her for a little minute while everyone was shaking their fists at the teacher.
Yeah.
Is there any way of describing what that's like?
Well, it's definitely the coolest experience I've ever had. You don't get to go on stage with him every day, and he's like rock legend, so it's pretty amazing.
You are a very lucky young lady. You realize that?
Yeah.
And he is 67, and you are 16.
Mm-hmm.
What's the average age of the group?
We range from 9 to 16.
9 to 16. And do you guys think you might carry on as a group singing somewhere, churches or anything else?
Probably not, but I think this experience has brought us all together.
Wow. Can you just recite the words for us?
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave those kids alone.
Excellent. That's it, right?
Yeah, and then, hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
That's so cool. Did he give you specific instructions as to how he wanted it to be done?
He wanted a lot of enthusiasm from us when we were dancing and for us to shout at certain parts. Whenever we say wall, we have to shout it. And he wants everybody to just be as normal as they can, but have fun with it.
Well, Mercedes, thank you so much for spending a little time with us at MMR. And have fun for the rest of the shows. And what a thrill it was talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
Did you get his autograph? Did he take a picture with you guys?
He took a picture. I did not get his autograph yet, but I am going to ask for one soon.
Cool. Thank you, Mercedes.
Thank you.
That's so cool. It's an honor to have her here with us down in Studio R.